Podcast Quick Hits, number 10 for November 17th, 2016. This is Mike Dell, and of course I do the podcast help desk. This is the little companion podcast to that. And today I want to talk about radio to podcast. You know, instead of Blueberry's podcast to radio, this is the opposite. That seems to be happening a lot lately. A lot of the radio stations are cutting costs or changing direction, and it leaves a lot of real passionate radio guys out in the cold. There are people you can tell when you're listening to the radio. There's personalities out there that you can tell are real passionate about radio or whatever they're talking about. And then there's others out there that it's just a paycheck and they're spinning discs or more likely setting up playlists in the computer and talking into the microphone when they have to. But, a lot of them aren't. They're actual radio professionals. And the radio business is, as I've talked about before, kind of dying. It's not dead, and it won't be completely dead ever because, you know, local radio has uses that even podcasting can't really replace. But podcasting can certainly be a place where passionate hosts can find a way to stay on the air, so to speak. And I really think it's great when I hear one of those or several of those. And I know a few out there that have done it, and one just locally here. My friend Steve, otherwise known as Omelette, he did the Omelette and Friends show in various forms for the last 10 years here locally, and he was at various other radio stations in Florida and Connecticut and Boston area before that. And he just started his podcast today. And, you know, of course, I helped him out a little bit. We got his studio together and got him set up on hosting, got his website going, and he officially launched today. And he's off to a raring start. And he was real popular around here, and the whole deal with the radio station that he was working at was they got sold. And before they sold, they wanted to cut costs. So that's what they did. And you know, he's looking for maybe another radio gig. I don't know. But, he's trying his hand at podcasting. He's been a fan of podcasting forever. I'm going to try to get him on the main podcast help desk show again. He was on there before. We actually recorded in his studio over at the radio station. But it's Steve or Omelette. And if you want to check out his podcast, it's omeletteradio.com. And like I said, he's going to be doing it twice a week. He's got it all set up to where he can have guests in studio or he can go via Skype or phone or whatever. And I think he's going to do some live stuff. But, he's real passionate about this stuff. And you can tell even his first episode, I always say first episode always sucks. Well, of course, he's been on the radio before, but sometimes even radio guys have a crappy episode as their first one, but he didn't. He doesn't think it's 100%, but hey, I think it's wonderful. He only had a couple of his regulars from the radio show on there, and it's very cool. But podcasting is very good for people that are passionate about radio. I've always had a passion about radio. I just never had the talent to actually be on it very often. I filled in a few times on Steve's show is for his news guy, and I was on there a couple times as a guest or whatever for one reason or another. And of course, I've done some college radio here in town recently, community radio, I guess they call it, even though the station's at the college. And I know how hard it is to do it. I do a podcast once a week if I'm lucky, and to get up at 3:30 in the morning and trudge yourself in no matter what the weather is, no matter how you're feeling, no matter who won the Super Bowl the night before or whatever. And, and do this day in and day out. That's gotta be something. So podcasting's probably gotta be a little bit less of a workload too, for a lot of radio guys. Of course they could do daily if they wanted to. That's the beauty of it. Podcasting, you're only limited by your imagination. And maybe a little bit of technology, but for the most part, you can do whatever you want. And that's kind of the message that I'm passionate about is, you know, you can get on podcasts and you can suck and people are still going to listen to you. Yeah, maybe not as many, obviously, but, you know, you get better. The first episode sucks. The second episode sucks a little bit less, but just keep at it. You'll get good at it. Or if you're not good at it, at least you'll have some fun with it. But go check out Steve's show. I highly recommend it, especially for those that are around Traverse City, Michigan, but or Michigan in general. But, you know, it's still interesting, even if you're not from around here. And you see how a local radio guy does podcasts. So it's omeletradio.com. I will have a link in the show notes over at podcasthelpdesk.com. Catch me later.